Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Penny Peep Show.
Space. Did you know there are only 4 different galaxy shapes? Elliptical, irregular, spiral, and the cool, refreshing taste of Mountain Dew.
Oh, how did we let this happen? It's not even a shape.
I'm getting a communicator hail from UUHQ.
What the hell do UUHQ want?
Maybe it's good news.
It's never good news.
Sit up straight, everybody. On the big screen, DuPont.
On the big screen, Captain.
Hello again, Admiral Speck.
Captain Blackmore, Commander Kaddix. How good to see you and your crew again.
Hello, Admiral.
Hello.
Hello.
Blackmore, Kaddix. The rest.
Admiral Calhoun, it's good to see you too. We have just successfully delivered the Chalicean ambassador to their summit and are now heading back to Arsenio 7 for a new briefing.
Belay that. We have a mission for you now. Possibly dangerous, but you're the nearest ship.
Ooh.
Down, Stromberg.
What Admiral Calhoun means is that you are being sent on a humanitarian mission to Cratle Z.
Cratle Z? There's no one on Cratle Z. The entire planet is a desert with an atmosphere toxic to all known UU races.
A decade ago, a UU scouting ship, the Nimitz, was believed to have crashed on Cradle Z. All hands lost.
How awful.
Heartbreaking. We've had word that there is a Tipler engine radiation signature coming from the surface. We think it's the Nimitz. You are to investigate.
And if possible, rescue that Tipler engine. They're very expensive to be leaving around on planets.
We'll send you the full briefing as soon as it's ready. For now, head to Cradle Z.
As you say, Admirals.
As always, Captain Blackmore, it's been an absolute pleasure. And goodbye to you, crew of the Madeleine.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Gosh, they really don't like us, do they?
Just hang up the communicator.
Bridge crew, you weren't as nice to Admirals Calhoun and Speck as you could have been.
Good work, everyone. I've never been prouder to be your commander.
Are you always so impressed by seditious attitudes, Commander? Is this because of your working class background? Or your own thwarted ambition?
That's a shame, Loveland. I almost included you in my compliment.
And I would have applauded the two of you getting along. Debbie, get us on the path to Cradle Z. Clay, get that engine online.
Consider the course charted, Captain. Take us to the stars, sweetie.
Let's bounce, baby.
Captain, we're about to make our final bounce to Cradle Z.
I've picked a lovely spot near the dark side of the planet. We should get a gorgeous sunset through our cabin window, Clay.
You're more gorgeous than a ball of exploding gas could ever be, Debbie. Shit! Forgot to disengage the Tipler engine. Got a bit distracted.
We know. We were forced to watch it happen.
Cradle Z, Captain.
Thank you, Lieutenant Pilot Little. Let's have a look at this planet.
Of course, Captain. Whoa, she is beautiful.
You don't have to humor me.
Allow the commander to like something, Arlo. She disapproves of nearly everything.
I disapprove of you. And I'm being serious, Captain. It's a good-looking planet.
The vibrant greens, the deep, vivid blues.
It's like a postcard.
Cradle Z is the most prettiest planet I have ever seen.
Okay, what are you all up to?
I'm afraid even I must concede that Cradle Z is, at least, aesthetically pleasing.
She doesn't just look beautiful. She's bursting with life, gifted with all the wonders of Bop-Bop.
Wasn't Cradle Z supposed to be a barren wasteland? I'm sure I read it in the mission briefing. I'll get my reading glasses. Let's see.
I suppose nice to look at doesn't necessarily mean useful to the UU.
In this case, it does, Captain. Carbon-based vegetation, oxygen levels at around 30%, doesn't even need terraforming.
Which goes against the report issued by the Nimitz crew shortly before it was lost.
Yes, that was in the mission briefing, too. Oh, where are those damnable spectacles?
There are also indications of an urban environment consistent with the city. It's on top of where the Tipler radiation signature is coming from.
Oh, well done, JJ. Absolutely smashing it today.
Thank you, Captain. I just did a scan, really.
Let's cut the pleasantries and jump to me putting together an away team and getting down there.
That's the Captain's decision to make, Commander. It may be worth tempering your dominating nature when in front of the crew. Otherwise, a reasonable person may find you abrasive and unpleasant. Certainly your file would lead one to that conclusion.
And your file would lead one to conclude that you're an icy sociopath so devoid of humanity that you ended up marrying an insect.
Several thousand insects, actually.
You are both embarrassing me. What must the bridge crew think, seeing that I can't control two of my senior staff?
Oh, we love
they are
you.
Both
you
can't
no one
makes
their behavior. Glasses.
Thank you, bridge crew. But my point stands. You two need to stop fighting.
Yeah, well, she started it.
You started it by failing to address your trauma coping mechanism.
Mrs. Loveland, no.
As you say, Captain.
Caddix, you may put together an away team, but I do want one specific inclusion.
Better you set this one out, Captain.
Not me. I want you to take Mrs. Loveland.
What?
What?
I am the captain, and that is my order. You two will just have to figure out a way to work together.
Well, Commander.
Shut up.
That's not a great start.
I'll try, Captain.
My glasses. Let's see. Yes, it's a barren wasteland. What are we talking about?
Away team, you all look tremendous. I love this latest outfit the science department put together.
This is what the population of Cradle Z wear, Captain. White turtlenecks, white trousers, and white cloaks.
It's a bit figure-hugging.
You look great. All of you, as a collective.
The Cradle Zians I saw in those captured images had a very different look about the face. We'll be spotted at once.
Thank you for mentioning it, Mrs. Loveland. Ensign Rodeo made these for us. You just clip them onto the bridge of your nose. Here, take one.
Okay. If I must.
And for you, Sweet Pea, Bombshell.
Thank you, sir.
There, everyone got their nose clips on.
Wow, it's uncanny. None of you look human anymore.
Good work, JJ. We'll blend in for sure. Debbie, send us down.
Oh, all right.
Good luck and goodbye, everyone. Take care of yourselves and each other. I hope they'll be okay. I don't know why I get so worried.
Well, Captain, I don't like to speak out of turn. Well, I speak whenever I want. But as an acting teleportation officer, I've observed that you only really get nervous when it's Commander Caddix that I'm teleporting away.
Is it? I don't know. Maybe I'm nervous about Caddix and Mrs. Loveland getting along.
They never will. But I do like that you bullied them into trying.
Did I do that? Oh, what's that? Is something wrong?
It's an alert for Clay and I, for babies.
Oh, how's that going?
Nowhere, but we do try all the time.
Hey, baby. Something just went beep in my... Oh, hello, Captain.
I'll head back to the bridge. Good luck, you two.
We always try our hardest, Captain.
We all okay? No one cut in half?
We're located a 30-minute walk from the edge of the city.
Sweet Pea, Bombshell, take point, will you?
Weapons out, Commander.
Weapons away, Sweet Pea.
Good. I don't like carrying weapons. It's so threatening and goes against my principles as a pacifist.
Better to conduct oneself diplomatically than yield to our baser instincts.
You two are still together, then?
Very much so, Commander.
We are one soul, two bodies, Commander.
And you've been hanging around Debbie and Clay, it seems. All right, away team. We proceed on foot to this city.
Slow down, Commander. This terrain isn't suitable for my shoes.
Are you wearing heels, Mrs. Loveland?
I was given the choice.
Then live with it. Come on.
Commander, I have spotted one of the locals. He looks unarmed and friendly.
Let's head over and ask them a few questions.
Is that appropriate, Commander? What a first contact protocol.
They're living on the crash site of a UU ship. It's a bit late for that. Besides, we're in disguise.
Then may I initiate the conversation? I have gotten a lot of practice greeting people and initiating an exchange of ideas.
If it means that much to you, JJ.
Oh, thank you, Commander. Hello there, my fellow life form.
Hello. I don't think I've ever been called a life form before.
For Bok Bok's sake, JJ. Hello, hi. My name is Cadix. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking.
We, that is, my friends and I...
Hello, my fellow life forms.
We're from out of town, and we were hoping you could answer a couple of questions. Give us some directions.
And the location of a reputable masseuse.
I will give you anything you ask.
Great. Where are we? What's this place?
The sidewalk, at the street, outside a shop.
No, the city.
Ah... It has no name.
All cities have names.
Then I shall give it one. What would be a good name? Barbara. No. Vanessa. Tamsin.
What an odd response.
You, person, what's your name?
Derek.
Derek? Derek the alien?
No, just Derek.
Sorry, of course.
Ignore my friends, they're joking. They are a joke. Take nothing they say seriously. I want you, Derek, to introduce us to someone important. A local politician or authority figure.
And a masseuse! I am in dire need.
I must introduce you to my son!
Is your son someone important?
Yes. He is this way. He isn't far. Here we are!
And where is that?
The sign above the door says it's a luxury spa and massage parlor.
It is. Small mercy.
Father, what are you doing here at my work?
Erwin, I have some people who would like to meet you.
Hello, Erwin. We are from out of town. If any of us say anything weird to you, just assume it's a joke, okay?
Yes, that is okay.
Are you a politician? Some sort of local leader?
Not at all.
Derek, why are we meeting your son?
You said you wanted to meet someone important.
And how is Erwin important?
He's my son. He's important to me. He is also a gifted masseuse.
Then he is someone important. This is where you said you work, yes? Take me inside and massage my feet.
Ah, follow me.
Wait, we don't have any money.
Money?
The thing you trade for goods and services? Why are you laughing?
You said something weird, so I assumed it was a joke.
We don't exchange things for goods and services. You can just have things.
My feet are aching. I want a massage.
This way.
Do you have leaders? Someone in charge of this place?
You must mean the authorities.
Yes. Who are your authorities?
The authorities.
Ah, what's happening to this conversation?
He means authorities with a capital A, as in a group of powerful people with a foreboding, non-specific collective noun as their descriptor.
Yes, that.
Oh, we got there eventually. Derek, where can we find these authorities?
I'll take you there.
Should we wait for the counselor?
No. Come on, Derek. Take us to your authorities.
Here we are. We're outside the Palace of the Authorities.
This is one hell of a perimeter fence.
It's very tall.
And pointy.
These authorities don't want unexpected visitors. JJ, can you do a scan?
Of course, Commander.
She called you Commander. What does it mean?
It means friend. JJ was calling me her friend.
So you are Commander with each other?
Yes. JJ and I are good commanders.
That's so nice of you to say, Commander. The radiation is coming from inside this compound.
Derek, can you show us a way inside?
I can try.
So did the Nimitz crash? Or did it land?
And why did this city grow up around it?
Derek, what are you doing?
I'm climbing the fence. If I can get myself inside, I could get you in.
Come down from there. You were just going to climb that wall? No questions asked?
You wanted to get inside.
And because I asked for it, you were going to find a way to give it to me?
Well, yes. That's how asking for things were.
How interesting.
How disturbing.
What now, Commander?
Would you like us to blast a hole in this wall?
Let's get back to the ship. Give the captain what we've got so far. I don't want to go in half-cocked, guns blazing like Derek here.
I don't have a gun. Would you like me to get one?
Cut that out, Derek.
Good evening, Captain. Drinking alone?
Hoorah! Cadix is on an away mission. Come and join me.
I'll sit with you, but I won't drink. I'm still working. I'm getting Timish to practice his impulse control by not singing to karaoke.
You gonna sing or what?
Or what? I shall not sing.
Come on, sing.
No, shan't.
I want him to resist a crowd of people willing him to sing. And how are you, Captain?
Oh, deep in thought. Debbie made a strange comment to me this afternoon.
And you listened? That was a mistake.
It was about my being nervous when Cadix leaves the ship.
Oh, I think it's fair to say that you and the Commander have a close relationship. Perhaps very close.
Are you referring to the fact that I find her attractive?
You know, and you aren't completely in denial like other people would be in similar circumstances.
What other people?
You know, humans, other libido-driven races.
I see. Well, I've always been attracted to Cadix. She's exactly my type, which isn't an insult.
Why would it be an insult?
Because my ex-wife tried to kill me. But I'd never do anything about it. That'd be a bad idea. A very weird power dynamic.
You do have a weird power dynamic.
Cadix needs stability and support, not her boss hitting on her. And I don't want it to affect our friendship.
Very sensible and logical.
I don't think anyone's called me that before.
Captain, I've just had word from the Commander. The away team shall be teleporting aboard shortly with news of their mission.
Tell her I can't wait to see her and I'll meet her in the teleportation room.
Yes, Captain.
Can't wait to see her.
In a professional capacity, to hear progress on the mission. To the teleportation room.
Fighter.
Timish, no!
Damn it!
Hello, friends! Creator of the podcast, Kieran here. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of The Edge of Infinity. This is the last episode before the series finale. Woo! We are getting there! Of course, because I have no self-restraint, the finale will be a double-barrel, movie-length two-parter. Goodbye, free time! On to this episode's cross-promotion! Talking about Autopsy of a Horror Movie. Host Brucker delves deep into the moist flesh that is the horror genre. In his horror reviews, he'll be performing the full post-mortem, hollowing out the metaphorical body cavity and taking the story, character, messages, themes, and all that other ooey-gooey good stuff and putting it in those scales that forensic pathologists use to weigh organs. Or if you want something a little bit more laid back but equally blood-splattered, check out his kill grades. Do I need to explain? Horror movies, kills, he grades them. It is gore-drenched fun. Autopsy of a Horror Movie can be found anywhere you listen to podcasts. I've put one such link where all good links are found in the episode description. You are on the fast track back to the episode. Why not indulge me by reaching out? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, we're on all of them. And of course, we love those 5-star reviews. Straight up, nothing is nicer than telling my cast that people love their work. Go on, make their day. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Thanks again for listening. Bye.
Welcome, Captain, to the unnamed city of Cradle Z.
I'm so pleased that I get to see it in person.
Ah, finally. An away mission where I can stretch my mechanized legs.
You'll get the chance to do that, all right.
It's good to have you, boss.
An honor, boss. There is still so much to find out about the fascinating locals.
And I can't wait to get back to that spa. I have an appointment with a bevy of massage therapists and cosmetologists to keep. Goodbye.
Here comes Derek, right on schedule.
Hello again, Cadox, and hello to your new commanders. I'm Derek the Alien.
Derek the Alien? That's an unusual name for an alien.
It's just Derek, Captain.
Well, it's lovely to meet you.
I wasn't sure what Cadox meant when she said to make you feel welcome. I spoke to my wife and she said that I could invite you all for dinner.
I would love to see what domestic life is like for a race that can't say no.
Can't say no? I thought they were just very suggestible.
Incredibly suggestible, Captain.
They seem unable to question or refuse anything.
Well, I didn't come here to bully people. Derek, do you want us to come over for dinner?
I suppose I expected you to come over for dinner. Is expecting the same as wanting?
That's a good question. All right, we'll come over for dinner.
I'll catch up with you later, Captain.
You're not coming?
I want to dig deeper on the Nimitz. That's why I brought Stromberg.
Should I get involved?
Go and enjoy your dinner.
Very well. Bye for now, Cadix.
Diplomacy enforcers, you're with me.
Oh, Erwin, firmer on my arches. Emily, move on to my neck.
Straight away.
Of course.
You're all very cooperative, aren't you? But what happens when you disagree?
Disagree?
Agree means agree. Dis makes it the opposite.
Erwin, what would you say if I told you that Emily called you a pug-nosed slob earlier?
She didn't, did she?
I say she did. Well, Erwin, what have you to say?
Oh, well, I wish you hadn't said that, Emily.
But I didn't.
Why would I lie?
Saying something like that is mean. You are a mean person.
Don't call me mean. I didn't say it.
I am being deceived and you are being mean.
What do I being called? Me.
Is this disagreeing?
I don't like it.
Oh, this is just the beginning.
Mavis, here are my commanders.
Oh, you are welcome. A commander of my husband is a commander of mine.
What's happening?
Come in. Dinner is almost ready.
Thank you again for inviting us into your home.
Oh, and for showing us around yesterday.
It was my pleasure. I like making new commanders.
Huh?
I hope the authorities don't see a drop in his productivity. May I offer you wine? We have both kinds.
JJ, which do you prefer?
A red, please, Captain.
I shall open it, Mavis.
Just the two glasses? Are you not drinking?
We weren't going to, but on order of the authorities, we keep a few bottles to hand and offer it to all of our guests.
Did you want us to drink it? Because we will.
It will make us violently ill, but we do it in a heartbeat if you ask.
That's fine. Don't feel you have to.
I would like to know more about these authorities of yours. Ask anything you like. We will answer everything.
Not just because we are compelled to, but because you're our commanders.
We are?
All right, here it is.
We're back at the palace of the authorities.
That's right. Only this time, we're going in.
Do you want us to shoot a hole in the wall?
Ah, great news. I was worried you wanted me to go to spa to try and get my legs off me. Instead, you want me to shoot things.
Not quite, Stromberg. I figure with your legs and a couple of your giant diplomacy enforcers, you could get me over this wall.
Oh, of course, Commander. Sweet pea, bombshell, I'll grab the commander, and together, we are going over this wall.
No, I just meant...
See? With these legs, I can climb walls!
I hate this, Stromberg.
The authorities haven't been around so long.
About 10 years, I'm guessing.
Oh, there was a big noise outside our village, and part of the forest caught fire. When we went to see what had happened, we found the authorities.
Not long after that, they started telling us to do things. Build things they wanted, massage parlours, vineyards.
They wanted us to build a big city for everyone to gather in.
And so we did. They made us change our names to things they could pronounce.
And that's why you ended up with Derek and Mavis, the alien.
That's right.
They are stupid names.
But you just had to do what the authorities demanded of you.
More wine? For you, not us.
Unless you want us to.
But to be clear, we will vomit immediately.
What was that?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
What do you suppose it is, Captain?
That vehicle.
And I threw burning bottles of wine at it until it exploded.
This is what disagreement can get you. It is power. It is control. Tell everyone. But before that, come inside and finish my treatment.
We must go forth and tell everyone about arguing and fighting.
And blowing things up.
The smell of destruction gets me quite excited.
I suppose I'll have to take this mud mask off myself.
You must come with
get
us.
Get your hands off me!
Explosion!
You're not meant to disagree with me!
Have you picked the lock yet, Commander?
Are we inside the building?
No.
Then it's safe to assume I haven't picked the lock then, isn't it?
May I have a go, Commander?
If you want. Fucking hell, Sweet Pea!
Look! Door is open.
Aren't you a pacifist?
Use only door.
Ugh, Sweet Pea, Bombshell, take point. Let's get inside.
Of course, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hello there.
Oh, locals! Ah.
You're one of the crew of the Nimitz.
And you are?
Commander Caddix of UU ship Madeline.
I'm Lieutenant Commander Quilter of the Nimitz. Former, I guess. Okay. I know what it looks like, but I can assure you, it's not.
What does it look like?
Well, I suppose it looks like a scouting ship found a super nice planet full of really chill people, and instead of telling anyone about it, reported it as a trash planet with no value, faked their deaths, and have been living in luxury ever since.
Huh. It does look like that.
But this planet isn't so great, you know. Those citizens, they don't appreciate half the stuff we make them do for us. And they can't make a good ice cream worth a damn. Because they have no dairy. I still have to synthesize it.
Commander, I would quite like to shoot Lieutenant Commander Quilter with a plasma rifle.
Me too.
Before you shoot me, I would like to say one thing.
Go on.
Help, help. Intruders, I'm under attack.
Huh. Shoot him.
Drop the weapons! Hands up!
Get down!
Lay down suppressive fire!
There's only a couple of them.
Yeah! Wait for your flank!
Commander!
Oh, my leg!
Oh, we will avenge you, Commander!
Oh, I'm not dead. Get us out of here!
Oh, right you are.
Derek! That came from the direction of Irwin Spa!
Let us hope he has nothing to do with it.
I'm already hoping that, but still I'm worried.
We should check if the team is all right.
Agreed, Captain.
Caddix, are you there?
I'm here, Captain.
What's wrong?
I've been injured, Captain. I'm going to be fine.
Where are you? We heard explosions.
I am home.
Irwin, you're all right!
What's wrong? You have a strange look about you.
I disagree.
Disagree?
What do you mean?
Caddix, I may have to call you back.
Derek, is everything okay?
No!
Captain, are you there? Captain? Arlo? Oh, what the hell?
What happened?
Is the captain all right?
Do we need to shoot more people?
Something's wrong, and now my communicator isn't working.
Hello? Would I be speaking to that lady from the Madeline?
Lieutenant Commander Quilter.
Oh, I thought this day might come. You ain't gained this planet.
What have you done to my communicator?
Oh, are you blocked on all frequencies? Oopsie, my bad.
Oh, what is wrong with you, Quilter?
I'm just a working stiff who got tired of the status quo. Now get back here so we can kill you.
We need to get to the captain. Did someone get Derek's address?
Let us in! This is our house and we disagree with you hiding
it! Are you all right, JJ? The sun got you over the head with a dinner plate.
Didn't hurt so bad. What about you?
Bruises, scratches.
And Derek managed to tear off half your shirt. You're wearing a fetching crop top now, Captain.
You haven't responded!
We can't disagree if you don't say anything!
What happened to them?
One moment it was so normal. And then their son started talking to them.
Hey, you! I've got a problem with you!
Captain, are you in here?
Caddix?
Captain?
Caddix.
Arlo, you're okay.
Where are Derek and Mavis?
Stromberg shot them.
I took them down!
Stunned them. Non-lethal.
That was my idea. I did not think we should shoot such nice people.
Nice people yesterday, anyway.
What happened?
We're as confused as you are.
We heard a disturbance coming from the direction of the spa. And then Irwin arrived, disagreed with his parents for a minute, and then they started acting like him. Argumentative, violent.
What did they disagree about?
They disagreed about agreeing.
What?
But what about you?
Short story. We found the crew of the Nimitz and one of them shot me with a plasma rifle.
In here, Commander. You can lay on the bed.
I can find the counselor, Captain. Sweet Pip Bombshell and I will make short work of these unarmed civilians.
Stun them, Stromberg.
Of course, Captain. I wouldn't shoot unarmed civilians.
I'll keep an eye on him.
Fine. Let's go.
I'll take a look at Caddix's leg.
JJ, keep a lookout for any passionate debaters.
Yes, Commander.
I want to say some reassuring words about the wound, but I don't know what a plasma wound should look like.
You freaked me out on the communicator. All that screaming.
Sorry about that. Derek got a few hits in, but we're all right.
And he got half your shirt.
Hold your breath. This might sting. Oh, maybe it won't.
It's not too bad. I can almost put pressure on the foot.
You're allowed to be injured. You don't have to put a brave face on for me.
I just don't want wasted worry.
I'm gonna worry about you whether you're injured or not.
So we're just wasting our time worrying about each other then.
I've wasted better emotions on worser people.
What is this? What's happening between us?
I don't know, but it doesn't feel like a captain tending his commander.
Is it a friend looking after another friend?
Maybe.
I'd be thinking clearer if you weren't wearing a crop top.
I mean, I can take it off.
I just mean...
Captain, Stromberg is back.
Everything is normal.
He's just bandaging.
He doesn't have Mrs. Loveland with him. Did I interrupt something?
What could you
have
interrupted?
It was the heat of the moment.
Captain, Commander, we found Mrs. Loveland.
Is she all right?
I believe so, Captain.
Then why didn't you bring her with you?
Well...
My favorite color is blue.
Underline your face!
I believe everything happens for a reason.
You are disagreeing in the most tedious way possible. You should disagree with that which contains you, insults you, harms you. Who are your leaders?
The authorities.
And what gives them the right to reign supreme?
She's right. Why do we give them our power? It should be ours.
We should get rid of them.
We should kill them.
You don't need me to do that.
Bring her with us.
We shall bathe in the authorities' blood together.
Here we go again.
So we don't have the manpower to extract Loveland right now.
Yeah, not without inflicting heavy civilian casualties, which remains an option.
And with our communicators blocked, we can't request teleportation.
JJ, your scan said the Nimitz was at the palace, didn't they?
Right on top of it, I believe.
Maybe we can use it to message the Madeline.
Would the ship still have power after all these years?
It has ice cream power.
That's right. That bastard who shot the commander had ice cream.
Delicious, but is it relevant?
The Tipler radiation signature coming from the engine suggests something is wrong with it.
But if the synthesizers are online, then why not everything else?
Let's get to the palace and kill those ice cream hoarding motherfuckers!
This place really went from 0 to 100 quick.
Guns out, Captain!
Guns out, Stromberg.
Guns out, everybody!
At once.
On stun.
Ow! Guns out on stun, everybody.
This way, Captain.
Do you hear that?
It's an approaching mob.
We need to move quick.
That's a nice thought, but I got shot in the leg, remember?
Stromberg, can you carry the commander?
Yeah, she will be angry about it.
Addicts? Addicts, I order
don't
you to...
Don't order me. If I have to give up my dignity, then it's because I choose to. Stromberg, carry me.
Yes, sir, Commander.
Let's move.
This is it. The walls of the palace.
How are we gonna get over?
We climb. I have the commander. Sweet Pea, you take the captain. Bombshell, you take the JJ.
On yes, it, boss.
It's here, Captain. The mob is here.
Keep climbing.
Over you go, Captain.
And JJ.
Thank you.
Help me. Get me out of here.
Mrs. Loveland?
They won't let me go.
Hey, they climbed the fence. If we all work together, we can climb the fence.
I'm not working with you.
What do we do, Commander?
We could leave her.
If that is your order.
Please help me.
Lower me down to her.
Are you sure? No one would blame you if you said it was too dangerous.
Lower me down, Stromberg. I'll try and grab her in the crowd. All right, here we go.
Don't drop her, boss.
We've got the both of you, boss.
Loveland, take my hand.
Cadex, you are saving me.
Take my hand, damn it. Up, Stromberg.
Yes, go. Be independent.
You are disagreeing with an angry mob. That takes courage.
No, I'm betraying you. It's completely different.
Not for you, for disagreeing.
These idiots! Thank you for saving me from...
Only because Arlo would be upset if you died. Now move!
Oh, our mascot got away!
She was really committed to disagreeing with us.
That's why she was our mascot.
Do we keep yelling at the wall?
Why don't we head to the gate?
Yes! To the gate!
No, I disagree! Ow!
Ice cream man.
Now, you.
Don't you ever do anything but eat ice cream?
Who is this?
One of the crew of the Nimitz who enslaved all those people so they could sponge off them forever.
Where is your captain?
Dead. He didn't like the sponge off people forever idea.
Quilter, hurry! They've broken down the gates. They're attacking us. You again.
Except now you've got a bigger problem than us.
Your chickens have come home to roost. It's hard to say that threateningly.
We can still shoot all of you.
Take cover!
Take fire!
Wilter, take us to your ship.
Nuh-uh. Hey, I was eating that.
It's either us or an angry mob.
Fine. It's this way.
Diplomacy enforcers, we're moving out.
This is it. It's here.
The signal for the Tipler engine is very strong. This is the Nimitz.
Let's get in it and go.
Good luck.
Oh no, you're coming with us. Someone has to answer for what you've done.
Look, the captain was an old man.
I'm talking about the people of this planet. You've taken advantage of them. You've damaged them.
And you murdered your captain.
Oh, and that, and the murder. So you are coming with us.
Oh yeah. My plasma rifle set.
Oh, no, my mouth was open.
Good shot, sweet pea.
I took no pleasure in it, boss.
I'm proud of you, honey.
Someone had to do it.
Well, let's get into this ship before that mob finds us.
Let's power this ship off.
Yes, Captain.
Why are you sitting in the pilot's chair, Captain?
Well, I just got my pilot certification.
I have faith in you, Arlo.
Can you say that without gritting your teeth?
Kadix, would you like to be my navigator?
I guess.
No Tipler engine activity. I don't think she can bounce.
Don't need the Tipler. We just need the thrusters, which we have. Aha.
Get her up, Captain.
It's not going easily.
It's trying to push up a whole building, too.
Come on. Come on. Sorry, everybody.
We're off the ground. We're moving.
You're doing great, Captain.
We're clearing the palace ground, clearing the city.
Now we just have to get back to the Madeline. Put this fucking planet behind us.
I seem to have lost thrusters.
She's falling.
Hello, Captain. There you are.
DuPont, teleportation.
Please.
DuPont, we need teleportation now.
If you say so.
Shut up and get it done.
Clay, my ovulation alert hasn't even gone off.
Oh, come on, baby. While the captain's away, my little mouse can play.
You're so naughty, sweetie. How about I be the sexy teleportation officer and you be my captain who I've teleported aboard with no clothes?
Ooh, who's naughty now, eh?
Lieutenant Little?
Hello, DuPont.
The away team urgently need you to teleport them aboard.
Oh, all right.
They may be dying.
Oh.
Oh, we made it! We're alive!
Good work, Debbie.
I never thought we'd agree on that, Commander. Good work, Debbie.
They're getting along. Isn't that nice? Oh, I like your crop top, Captain.
Dr. Santora, Kadix, how's the leg?
Captain.
We'll have her back on the bridge soon enough.
How was my doctoring? Pretty good?
Adorable, Captain. No.
I think the mission worked out okay. When the Nimitz crashed, it missed the mob. But JJ thinks they then murdered the Nimitz crew and paraded about in the streets covered in their blood.
They had it coming. What are you going to put in your report about the rest of it?
I'm putting the Nimitz down as being lost all hands and for the people of Cratle Z to be left alone for a while. I think they've got some adjusting to do. Speaking of adjustments, I would like to initiate a conversation, with your permission, about what we were talking about on the planet when I was bandaging your wound in the bedroom.
Permission denied.
I respect your decision.
No. I suppose things should be said.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope you know how much you mean to me. I realize that you are the most important person in my life.
I guess that goes both ways. I don't want to ruin that.
Neither do I.
So?
Well.
Arlo?
Len?
You should be on the bridge. We'll be flying home soon.
Flying, yes. Pretty sure the Madeline is home. Because home is where the people you care for are.
There's the awkward captain I know and care for.
Well, rest that leg. No nipping back on duty early, okay?
Commander.
Mrs. Loveland.
I came to see how you are.
Is this a sadism thing?
I've realized that Arlo's taste in friends confuses me.
You're one of Arlo's friends.
I know, but he genuinely likes you, doesn't he? He actually cares deeply about you. There's something between you two, something that I don't quite understand yet.
Where are you pulling this from?
I was eavesdropping on your conversation.
You are just the shittest person I know.
I was waiting for Arlo to leave. I was being polite.
What do you want? Tell me or get out.
You rescued me from that mob. You saved me. And for that, I must bestow my greatest gift upon you.
I don't know what it is, and already I don't want it.
My friendship.
I don't think so.
You don't get a say in the matter, Commander.
I'm more comfortable with us sniping at each other.
Oh, no, Commander. That's done with. Soon you'll learn just how friendly I can be.
Infinity featured the voices of
Kieran Davey as Captain Arlo Blackmore,
Rhiannon Marshall as Lieutenant Commander Eleanor Caddick,
Michelle Zahner as Dr. Quora Centaura,
Matt Graham as Lieutenant Commander Ivor Stromberg, Irwin and additional citizens,
Catherine Jones as Lieutenant Commander Jane J.J. Jones,
Jacqueline Osorio as Lieutenant Pomona Dupont, and Counselor Mrs. Loveland.
David Moss as Lieutenant Commander Cormorant and Lieutenant Clay Little.
Rosie Williamson as Lieutenant Navigator Debbie Little and Mavis.
David Stokes as Admiral Speck and Ensign Sparat.
Lucy Claff as Bombshell, Admiral Calhoun and Emily.
Minyahil Kiflagurgis as Sweet Pea.
Stephen Jobson as Derek.
And
Dan Pye as Lieutenant Commander Quilter.
Music by Andrew Chamberlain. Words by Kieran Davey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.